Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
So tonight we're going to dive into a message, but it's a fairly short message, but I really hope that it encourages somebody tonight. Because the truth is that in your journey with God, in your walk with God, you'll go through different seasons, different times. And sometimes on that journey, it gets a little bit challenging. And so let's go straight to Galatians 6, verse number 9, and see what the Lord has to say about this. Sometimes people give up just before the breakthrough. Sometimes people give in just before they have everything they've been desiring. You know, sometimes the enemy will attack you and he won't be able to get it right. So instead of attacking you, he will do whatever he can to bring you to a place where you become weary. And so the Bible says in Galatians 6, 9, let's just read the first part there, and let us not grow weary. And the word weary there is the Greek word. What it means to lose enthusiasm. Or to become discouraged. When you think of the word weary, you kind of think of like you've just gotten to a place where you're just kind of like tired, you know? It's just become really challenging. And as I said, there's no question that this is one of the things that the enemy will try to do to you if he can't get you to do some of the things that he can to stop you. What he'll do is he'll try and bring you to a place where you become weary, for example, in your marriage. Where you've been waiting and praying and crying out for a breakthrough and you're just praying and praying and praying, but for some reason it just feels like you're not getting through. So you get to a place where you feel weary. Maybe it's your finances. Sometimes we pray for sickness and we're trusting God and nothing seems to happen. We're praying and we're praying and we're praying, but there's just no answer. Maybe it's an unanswered prayer. Maybe you've been praying for God to move in a specific area in your life, but you just still haven't seen the breakthrough. Maybe you're still single. And you've been trusting for breakthrough. You know, you're trusting. You think, but Lord, what's going on? I'm still single. You know, why is nothing happening? Why is there no change? Sometimes that you feel like you haven't had the promotion. You know, you've been trusting God. You've been working at the same place for years. But there's just been no promotion. There's been no breakthrough. You know, you see everyone around you getting breakthrough, financial increase, but you're in the same place working as hard as you can, but there's just nothing happening. And then obviously we can also talk about just spiritually, you know, in your work, in just any area of your life. You know, you just get to a place where you just feel, man, you know, when is this onslaught? When am I going to get the breakthrough? When is it going to stop? And the Bible tells us, let's read it some more, and let us not grow weary while doing good. And this is really powerful because what he's trying to say is, he says, don't grow weary. You're doing the right things. Keep doing the right things. Don't stop doing the right things. Don't stop praying. Don't stop trusting. Don't stop believing. Don't stop working hard. Don't stop trying in your marriage. Don't stop working hard at your business place. Don't stop crying out to God for breakthrough in the church. Whatever it is that you're doing, keep on doing it. Don't stop doing it. He says, don't stop because you're doing the right thing. Don't grow weary. Don't get to the place where you feel like you just can't go on anymore. Keep on doing what you're doing. Because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to see the breakthrough. You see, what happens is so many times we start well and we're believing and we're trusting. But because we're not seeing the miracle, because we're not seeing the breakthrough, because we're not seeing the change that we're so desperately trusting for, we start to think, well, maybe we're not doing the right thing. And that's exactly what the enemy wants to do. He wants to stop you from doing those things so that he can get you to lose focus and lose the breakthrough that God actually has for you. He goes on and he says this, verse number 9, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap. Everybody say, in due season. Say, I will reap. In other words, if you've been fighting the good fight of faith, if you've been trusting God, if you've been doing what is right in His sight, you need to know that your season of reaping will come. Your harvest is coming. Your promotion is coming. Your husband is coming. Come on, somebody. Your healing is coming. Come on, you've got to be trusting. You've got to keep doing what you're doing. You can't give up now. You can't think, well, you know, something's wrong. I'm just not getting changed. Well, I'm just going to stop serving. I'm just going to stop working. I'm going to stop praying. I'm going to stop trying. I'm going to stop trusting because the breakthrough is just not happening. Well, the Bible's very clear that what you sow, you will reap. So if you're sowing good things are going to happen to you. The thing is that the Bible talks about seed time and harvest. And unfortunately, there is a process in between. And I don't like that process. Because I want to be like Jack and the Beanstalk. I throw the beans out tonight, and tomorrow morning, the beanstalk reaches the skies. But how many of you know that when you put something into the ground, you've got to water it. You've got to make sure the ground is right. You've got to pour a little bit more water. If you put too much water, you're going to kill it. You've got to keep on putting water every day. Keep on putting water. Keep on doing the right thing. And as you begin to do the right thing, all of a sudden one morning you're going to go outside. You're going to have a look and there's going to be this little thing sticking out of the ground. And that's the first sign of your breakthrough that God wants to give you. Don't grow weary. Don't grow weary. He says, you will reap in season. You will reap. You can't be going for God. You can't be serving the Lord with your whole heart, putting effort into your marriage, putting effort into your job, trusting God, doing what is righteous, doing what is honorable, and think that there's going to be no change. The only way there won't be change is if you're not doing what is good. But if you're doing what is good, you have sowed seed that will reap a harvest in the right time. So keep on doing it. How many of you know, and maybe you've experienced, I know I did very long time ago, that you would be sowing and thinking you're doing the right thing, everything's going right, then all of a sudden you think, you know what, it's not working, I'm just going to go back to my old ways. Right? None of you have done that. You're all so holy men. I'm so thankful to have so many holy people in church. Amen. It's only me that did that. In due season, we shall reap. But there is a condition. He says, in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. If we do not lose heart. 2 Corinthians 4:1, we'll come back there in just a moment to Galatians because we need to really dig into that. But 2 Corinthians 4:1 says, therefore, since we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. In other words, you know, there's so much that we can talk about when we talk about not losing heart. Don't lose your passion. You know, if your heart's not in something, it's never going to be good, right? But if your heart's in something, if you don't lose heart, that means you don't give up. That means you don't lose your passion. That means you don't lose your zeal for it. That means you're going to keep on trying. That means you're going to keep on pouring in. That means, ladies, you're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to make your husband breakfast because one day he's going to change. Amen. You're going to love him. You're going to pray for him. You're going to be nice to him even when he's bad to you. You're going to keep on sowing and you're going to keep on trusting and you're going to keep on believing. And then one day you're going to wake up and you're going to think, I'm going to go make him breakfast this morning. And when you walk in the kitchen, breakfast is served. Don't lose heart, because we lose heart too quickly. It's kind of like when you're digging a well and you dig in the well and you think there's no water, and you keep on digging, but you know and you're trusting and you're believing that this is the place that God told you there would be water, and you keep on digging and you keep on digging. And what you don't realize is that it's one more spade full of dirt, and you're about to hit an underwater river that'll flood forever. You have to just keep on going. You cannot lose heart. The word lose heart there in the Greek means, again, to become weary, to become weak. Listen, it means to lose courage. In other words, you cannot give up. That's literally what it means. It means do not give up. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep on doing what is right. Well, you know, Pastor Alex, I've been doing it now for 3 weeks. And I still don't see change. I've been working in that company for 1 year, 2 years. They still haven't promoted me. How do you know your promotion's not just around the corner? You haven't had a breakthrough. In leadership yet. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep on pressing in. Keep on trusting. Keep on doing. And the breakthrough will happen. Or you can do it the other way. The other way is not fun. I know about the other way. So he's saying, don't lose heart. Let's go back. Actually, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 1. No, we've read that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Watch here. Knowing that your labor is not in vain. Be steadfast, be immovable, knowing that what you've done for the Lord, what you've sown in your life, what you've sown in your marriage, what you've sown is not going to be in vain. You just have to be steadfast. Don't be movable. You know, in the last few weeks, the Lord has put something on my heart so heavy. And that is that as a Christian, we have been called to stand. Stand. Put on the full armor of God. Stand against the wiles of the enemy. You see, the enemy wants to move you. And he wants you to move in two directions, either down or backwards. But when you make a stand, you're saying, listen, devil, I'm not going down and I'm not going backwards. I'm staying right here. And when you make a stand, what happens is the enemy starts to move backwards. But somebody's got to make a stand. The only way you overcome is if you keep on doing what you've been doing. Can you say amen? We cannot grow weary from doing good. And we must not lose heart. Let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 30. So what do we do? How do we do this? How do we get this right? How do we get ourselves to a place that when it feels like it's just become too much, how do we get ourselves to continue on fighting the good fight of faith? Isaiah 40, 30 says this, and I'm reading out of the Amplified version. Just because there's so many Greek words, I'd rather let the Amplified bring it out for you. It says, even youth shall faint and be weary. In other words, listen, you're in good company. And selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. In other words, listen, there are times that even those that are kind of like the elites, even they will get weary. Even they will feel like stumbling. But those who wait for the Lord. And the word wait there is a very powerful word. And this is really what it expresses, this next little part. Who expect, look for, and hope in Him. In other words, everything that you've been doing up until this point, you've been doing because you've believed. You've been doing it because you've trusted. You've been doing it because you've had faith in Him. And what He's saying is those who wait, those who trust, those who expect, those who look for, those who continue doing what God says you must do, keep on going in the right direction and don't get weary. there is something that will happen. It says, shall change and renew their strength and power. I don't know about you, but there are times in my walk with God where it feels like all of hell is literally coming against me. And I feel very sorry for myself. I feel so sorry for myself because nobody else seems to care. And the only thing I know to do is to keep on running. The only thing I know to do is to keep on fighting. The only thing I know to do is to hold fast to everything that God has said He would do. Keep on doing what I've been doing. I've been doing the right things. I've been seeking Him the right way. I've been desiring Him the right way. I've done what He said I should do. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to keep seeking. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep trusting. You cannot grow weary. The enemy wants you to grow weary. Let me tell you what happens to you when you grow weary. You sin. Okay, we're not going to get into that today. He says that those who wait, you see, the word wait there doesn't mean to sit and do nothing. The word wait there means to expect. It means to look for. In other words, you are still trusting for the breakthrough. Even though you're in a place where you're feeling like you should be a little weary. Remember, it starts out by talking about those who are weary. But there is a reward for those who say, listen, I might be feeling a little bit weary, but I still expect. I'm still looking for the breakthrough. I'm still trusting God's going to move. And then He says, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. Mount up in the sun. They shall run. And everybody say, not be weary. Come on, say, that's me. You will not grow weary. You shall walk and you shall not faint and you shall not become tired. Listen, come on, somebody take this word tonight. Listen, the enemy's tried to stop you. The enemy's tried to get you to grow weary. The enemy has tried to cause you to get to a place where you say, listen, I can't do this anymore. Nothing's happening. There's no change. But you have to hold on. You have to eagerly expect. Faith is something that is believing in what you do not see. And one of the evidences of a lack of faith is when we grow weary. Because it means we've gotten to a place where we don't no longer eagerly expect Him to give us the breakthrough. There's nothing worse than expecting breakthrough and you don't get it. And then tomorrow you think, well, maybe it'll happen today, and it still doesn't happen. And then you think, well, maybe I'll get victory over this tomorrow, and then it still doesn't happen. So what do? You have to hold on. You have to keep believing. You see, the incredible thing about God is He never changes. That means if He was trustworthy and reliable in the beginning when He created Adam and Eve, He is still trustworthy and reliable right now. But you must not grow weary. You must not give up. You must not stop fighting the good fight of faith. Weariness can be something that sneaks up on you. In other words, you keep on going, but it feels like instead of an onslaught, it's kind of like a little jab. And then a couple of days later, another little jab. So you're getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And all of a sudden, you get to that place where you feel, man, I am really weak right now. But when you're in that place where you're starting to feel a little bit weak, that's the moment you have to make a decision to say, okay, God, I know who You are. I'm struggling right now, but I know who You are. And I'm going to hold fast. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to trust in You. And that's when He will come. He will protect you. He will cover you. He will empower you. He will strengthen you. You may not get the breakthrough immediately, but I want you to know He'll give you everything you need to get to the breakthrough. Is there anybody that knows what I'm talking about this evening? Or maybe I'm just preaching to myself. Amen. There is nothing more difficult in your walk with God to get to that place where you just feel like there's just no victory anymore. And you're like, God, are you even still on my side? Are you even still with me? Because, you know, I thought I'd have the victory by now, but I still don't have it. And that's when you have to choose. Am I still going to believe? Because those who believe, he will renew their strength. How do you show? How do you prove that you believe? By keep on doing what is right. So if you're fighting for your husband, I don't know why I'm saying that tonight. Keep on fighting. If you've been working hard in your business, keep on working hard, being honest, doing what is right. If you're still waiting for that husband, keep on waiting and trusting and believing, but don't grow weary to where you get yourself into a posture of wanting to give up. Because there's nothing more that the enemy wants than to get you to give up. You see, God created you to do what he called you to do. And if you stop doing what he called you to do, what's he going to do? He needs you. Oh no, he doesn't need me. He can just use someone else. Sure, but he wants to use you. So you are important to him. You matter to him. That's why you think, well, why would he even care about me? Well, he does care about you. I taught my leadership on Thursday about what we call oikos evangelism. Oikos evangelism is touching the people that you know. Well, you know, Pastor Alex, I can't be an evangelist. I don't have the boldness to go out and preach to people. How many of you in this room know 5 people? Raise your hand. You can be an evangelist. All you have to do is tell them about Jesus. And you can be an evangelist. But a true evangelist is someone that doesn't talk the talk. They walk the walk. So people are watching you around you all the time. Your family members, your kids, your parents, your grandparents, whoever it is. And they can see when you're struggling. But are you going to keep on running? Or are you going to give up? I honestly believe that there are people tonight that have come to a place where they feel really weary. Like it's just been a battle. But I want you to know tonight that God will renew your strength. Tonight, in this place. Let's just bow our heads for a moment. Father, tonight in this place, I want to thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. I want to thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. I want to thank you, Father, that your desire is for us to not grow weary. Your desire, Father, for us is that we should not grow weary while doing good. Continue to do what is good and what is right. Father, give us strength tonight. Give us wisdom tonight, Lord. Anoint us tonight, Father. But Lord, in the book of Isaiah, where he speaks about, Father, coming under your wings, this is my prayer more than anything tonight, Lord, that we would come under your wings tonight, Father, and find absolute refuge, find absolute rest, Lord. Father, that every person in this place tonight, Lord, would know, Father, that no matter what the enemy has thrown against him, no matter what the attack is, Father, that they can stand under your protection, under your covering. Father, we should not grow weary, but we should continue. This is my prayer tonight for every single person in this place, Lord. And so I ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you will just strengthen them. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen them, Father. Strengthen every person. Lord, those that have gotten to that place where they just feel like they can't go on, they've grown weary. Strengthen them, Lord. Let them hold fast to what you have for them.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.